This is Morning Edition on KYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Brain. Sculptors creating two statues that will represent Arkansas in the U.S. Capitol are working to finalize their designs so they can be submitted to federal authorities for approval. KYR's Michael Hiblin has the details on yesterday's meeting.
The Arkansas Capitol Arts and Grounds Commission spoke Thursday with the artists selected to make the statues of civil rights pioneer Daisy Bates and singer Johnny Cash. They discussed subtle changes that have been made or are being considered to make them more accurate. Those involved have been studying old photos and films to make their decisions. For Bates, who mentored the 9 black students who desegregated Central High School in 1957, that includes how her hair looked, her ring size, and whether she should be in heels rather than flat shoes. There was the suggestion the newspaper Bates is holding have an article that includes the names of the Little Rock Nine. Sculptor Benjamin Victor said that would be good as long as it's an actual article from that time.
I think that the architect's office and the curator will have a problem with it if we do something fictional on the newspaper and sort of piecemeal something together that we want to put on there. Whereas if we use a facsimile of a real article and we get a scan of it, and then I faithfully copy that and scribe it onto the clay and therefore the bronze on the final one, I think that Dr. Cohen's office and everybody in the architect's office will approve of it because it's historically accurate.
He noted there was criticism of a quote on the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, which was paraphrased in a way that some said changed the meaning. For the Johnny Cash statue, artist Kevin Cressy said he has made subtle changes to the face. Cash is now more barrel-chested, and the legs have more of a walking look. The music icon's daughter, Tara Cash Schwobel, took part in the meeting via Zoom and praised Cressy for his work.
On behalf of the family, we've all told you this, but I'd like it publicly known that we are incredibly pleased with your ability to see our father how we saw him. And it's incredible. We're just very, very grateful.
Well, don't make me start crying, you know,
it's been really difficult to find anything. We're grateful. And you're doing an amazing job. So we've had a hard time finding anything wrong with anything.
Well, you're sweet. I've found things that I've been working on, but I'll show you that. But thank you so much. It means more than you know.
The goal is for the state to submit photos of the final statue mock-ups to the National Statuary Hall Steering Committee within the next 30 days and hope they're approved. Each state has two statues in the U.S. Capitol, and in 2019, the Arkansas legislature approved replacing the current ones, which are more than 100 years old, featuring attorney Uriah Rose and former governor and U.S. Senator James P. Clark. Governor Asa Hutchinson backed the proposal and has said he hopes the new statues can be unveiled in Washington by the end of next year, before he leaves office. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.